We're up to that Vav Amar Aleph Masechta Krisis. So the last thing we learned was, if you want to know if you're going to make it to the end of the year, be Matzliach, the number of Samanim, and the Gemara thought it was not a great idea, at least not to see whether you're going to live that year. So the Gemara said, Amar Abayi, so the Abayi, the same Gemara in Hodi is practically, there's actually one variation. Hash to the Amri, now that you told me, Simona Milsihi, that all of these signs are some kind of Milsim, and everyone talks about it, Shachmarach and El Cheder, why isn't this considered Nichush? This whole idea of what, you know, Rosh Hashanah having all these fruits on the table, isn't this like divination and all that kind of stuff? Anyway, so some of the Svarim say is, the easiest answer is that the reason for these things are, or some say it's just a simon tape. But others say is that this is supposed to remind us what we're supposed to daven for. Not that this itself is anything, has any meaning, it's sitting on the table, reminds us that we should, on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin, we should be davening for Panasa and Brias and all of these things. Yeah, in Pirkei Avos it says the other way around. It says better to be a zonah of La'aroyas than a Rosh Hashualim. Chassidus cries and it says, Yeh, what kind of expression is Yerosh? Yerosh, not Yerosh. So the bracha actually is that we should be attached to the Rosh Bnei Yisrael, we should be attached to the Rabbonim and the Rabbeim. That's what Yerosh. Anyway, let's go to Abayi says. Hashtag does a lot. Hashtag damn little Simon Milsi. Yehirogil in Israel Mechodesh. As you begin the year, Kra, which is Gerd, and Ruvia, which is that fenugreek, Karsis, leek, and silka, and beetroot, with tamari, and dates. Why? So Rashi says an interesting thing. What's the idea of all of these things? Rashi says he's looking three lines on top. Ruvia, Tilson, that's fenugreek. Vahani, Iked, the godly Mai. Between these are some who grow very quickly. The Iked, the mask, is some that are sweet. The Tur is the one who comes along and says that each one of these words means something. You know, Ruvia is Ribuz Chersein and all that. It's the Tur who says, therefore, eat all the vegetables that you can from your in your own language if it has good words. But according to Rashi, it's these things that grow fast. Almonds, you know, things that grow fast. Not, or sweet. I know, yeah, of course. But actually, it's a machlekes about almonds. If eggos is really walnuts. It's a big machlekes. Okay. Abayi says here, eat, and in the Lemechel, but in the Gemara in Hadius, Abayi says, you should have it. Just sit there on the table, not eat from it at all. Not eat from it at all. So you can say that's why in one place its idea is that it's sweet. One place is if each word is supposed to mean something and you're supposed to trigger a thought, that's the Gemara in Hadius. And therefore, it means you should see. Rashi over there doesn't say sweet and fast. The Gemara Hodias is talking about the idea is like the tourist is to daven to the Eibishter. So therefore, sitting on the table, the word is not to eat it. The word is to have it there to remind you what you should daven. Here, Abayi says to eat. What's the idea to eat? So therefore, Rashi says a different word altogether. Anyway, this is what Abayi said. His kids keep eating the mezel and migma. That's very interesting. When you want to go learn by your rebbe, kamir apchon groisami kora. Masnisin. First learn it, you know, superficially, shitchis, do the girsa, and then vahadra oyle kamer apchon, then you go to Yerebes. We already had it before in the Gemara a few times, that you should first learn girsa, and then you should go to Yuna. Here he's saying, with different reasons altogether, before you go to visit Yerebes and have a shir, go over, go superficially over the Gemara, make sure you know the Gemara. Why? Because the chiyasvishi kamer apchon, when you sit before Yerebes, chazul, so that you can ask him questions, as Rashi says, you can ask him questions that are relevant. Not just what's tight to this word, but, you know, to ask deeper questions. And he said further, he said before your Rebbe, chazul pumid rabchen, look into his mouth. Not very nice. It says, I'm not sure why he has to be daf to the mouth. Look at his face. Because remember the one in the Rebbe Yehuda Nasi said, the reason I sat behind Rabbi Meir, so my Rebbe, and therefore I knew so much. If I would have sat in front of him and seen him, I would have known so much better. Why? Maybe the mouth is just a euphemism for the face. The chigaristu shmeite gerusu, and when you learn symbolically, you should learn on maya on water. The chehechne moshe maya timshcha shmeitken. So symbolically, just like the water continues to flow, so too your learning should also continue to flow all the time. Then he said something else, which is totally no shaychus to before. So this is tamat like a tzavo. Al kilkuli the mosem machsayi. It's better to be in the dumps of the city of machsayi. V'loy apadni, not in the palaces. The pumbadisa and pumbadisa, because Rashi brings down the gemara. They're all ganavim there in pumbadisa. And remember, we had a gemara not so long ago that if a guy from pumbadisa goes for a walk for you, what do you call it? You should go check out. You know, when you get to the hotel, if you still have everything in your pockets. So you were right there. And
this is the seat of one of the great machines.
So? It didn't tame the actual people. And then we also had Mechuz.
You have a shayla. Why did they make a big yeshiva?
We also had Rava was in Mechuz, and Mechuz also was not a very good city. Tov Gildana Sadia. This is very interesting. We had this also in Gemara Mori Cotton, as Taisa explains there. Tov Gildana Sadia. It's better to eat a fish right before it decays. The Mechel, better to eat that Mekutcha de Rame Kippur than Kutcha. Remember that Kutcha we had in Psochim, which is sour. It's much more than sour cream. You have moldy bread, and you had this milk and something else, and it was like really heavy, heavy stuff. We learned that it can last for 30 days. Really heavy stuff. And Rame Kippur can break stones. It's healthier, and there we said that it's unhealthy. It clogs up your veins and your arteries and blinds you and everything else. So it's better to eat a fish that's about to be rotten than that. I'm not sure. It doesn't sound like it's a real accommodation for fish that's about to be rotten either. But in Mayukotten we had that it's very healthy to eat fish right before. I mean, I'm not sure how do you know right before it's going to rot, but right before it rots is the healthiest time to eat fish. So you were right. But it's Paul Chana. David, she says, "Oh, that's Libby. I feel so happy. That I raised my horn to Hashem." It says, "Roma kani will roma pachi, not my jug." What's pshat? The David Ushleima, Shenimshcha bekerem. David Ushleima, who were anointed with the horn, Nimshcha malchusim. Their kingdom lasts forever. Shol v'yehu, shol, and yehu nimshcha min apach. They use a jug like nimshcha malchusim. It didn't go pass on to their descendants. Then the Mishnah continues. Mavatim b'laktaydes. Mavatim a lamed, but if we had it before yesterday by oil, the same thing by b'laktaydes. If the purpose is to learn from it how to do it, let me say it, simply give it over to others. Pot, it's only if you're doing for your own personal benefit, l'harei, but to smell it, you want to smell the beautiful fragrant smell. Chayiv, you are chayiv. But if you did it in order to smell it, you're chai. But if you did smell it, potter, you are potter. Elo Shemal, you're gone.
You're walking down the street and you smell the smell.
Or even if you made it and you didn't do a second of Eidah by smelling it. You'll only bring one. But you're a ganef. Now, we learned in Gemara Pesachim, if you remember that we learned in Pesachim that certain things, there's no milah, there's no stealing, including reyach. Reyach is not a, you're not, what am I stealing from Hegdish? What do I take away from them? Oh, that's for the bracha. For the bracha, that's what the Rosh Hashanah. We had in Pesachim that koil the reyach. We have right here also. Didn't we learn? Rav Shimon Pazim Mishum Alevi Mishum Bakapora koil umare the reyach ain behem Mishum Meila. That there's no Meila. Koil says Tesis is not the singing of the Levim. Koil is if you hear the cymbals and you hear the harps, the instruments. You're playing music.
So that they could hear the clang of the magreifa all the way to heaven.
So that the smell from the incense went all the way to Yerichon, and the women they didn't have to wear perfume because they had that. But that you can help. The question is whether you went to enjoy the smell. That is invited. So much like this. Once you did the ketedus and then it continues wafting its way through the smoke, ain't b'mishum mila. But we have a rule: once you did the mitzvah, it is no longer mila. But once you fulfilled whatever his task was, it's no longer mila stealing. But ain't kain when it comes to we were talking about before you did his task. So therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and smell the ketedus as it's being roasted. Says the Gemara. Why not? What do you tell me? That once you did the mitzvah, you're no longer oiviv. And you took the coal off the mizbech, and you put it, they set it down. So you finish the mitzvah, yet you still have to store it and hide it because you'll be a ganef if you use it for your own personal use. So what do you tell me? Once nasa mitzvah, there's no longer meal. There is the nasa mitzvah. So you're a ganef. We should have a trumas hadeshen. A big day kuna. That the law of trumas hadeshen, you're not allowed to use it even afterwards. And the clothes of a kohen after Yom Kippur, afterwards you're not allowed to use it. These are two exceptions. Everywhere else, you're allowed. Once you did the mitzvah, you're allowed to have enough from it. Shnei zum begech, shnei zum begech. We have the rules. Who believe that shnei zum begech. That big day corner have to be hidden, no one can use it, and you're right. That you could use it afterwards. What are you going to say then? The Tanya, we learned. again, one of you. Tami learned, v'nicham sham, you place it there, melamed shetun geniza. The Rabban, hold up, what do you do with the clothes of the Kohen Gadol? Will you store it and no one can use it? Oh, but abdei seimer, kishir shein hein lekoyin head, a Kohen Gadol can never use it again for Yom Kippur, but a Kohen head, he can. So according to, so all we have is one pasuk now that says, but that by Tumas Hadesh, even after you use it, you're not allowed to have any ano, so l'chayil, let's learn kolotariko from there. So the Gemara, and why is he placed there? That a Kohen Gadol should not use it again. Another Yom Kippur. After the Gemara, you're right. Even if you hold the big tikkun is not an exception, but there's another exception. There are two exceptions that even after you fulfill your mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. So therefore, everywhere else is allowed to. Trumas Hadeshen, Mai. I'm not sure why the Gemara now decides to explain Trumas Hadeshen, but we had before. Hey, what's Trumas Hadeshen? Time you learn. There's some moy eitzla mezbech. You got a place to call next to mezbech. Melamed shetu'unin geniza. You have to hide it. Egla arufa mai. What's the situation with Egla arufa? The time we learned. It says the pasuk va'arfu shamis egla benachal. Over there, you should go ahead and you should kill by the nachal. And it says over there. That you have to leave it, you know, have to, after you break it back, you're not allowed to do anything with it. The one who says, the one who holds that two ksuvim boin kech, you could learn from them. Here's different. You know why? Here, definitely, there are two exceptions, but everywhere else you can have an arm. You have trei miyuta. You have actually miyutim. But Trumas Hadeshen, it says the word v'sam moy, place it and nothing else. Hadin in midachin eloi, dafke this, nothing else. And Gabi Egla Rufa, ksiv, ha arufa, arufi midachin eloi, only the arufa, nothing else. Paramami learned. Pitum hak taitis. So this is how you put together the taitis by the Mishka, the Beis HaMikdash. So you have here Hatsori, which is, I'm going to tell you, the English translation of the city here. No. That's Pitum hak taitis. Hatsori, Hatsipoy. Hatsori is bomb, and Tzipoyin is onika. If anybody knows what these things are, please tell us. And Vahachelbana is galbanum. Vahalvoina, we all know what that is, the frankincense. And Mishkal, Shivim, Shivim, Shalmana, each one weighed 70 mana. Each one weighed 70 mana. Moi, then goes Moir. Mur, very good. Actually, here, yeah, Mur. Uktsia, which he says is Cassia. Cassia is the wood of the cinnamon. Shiboilis Ned, which is spikenard. And Chaka, which we all know is saffron. And Mishkal, how much they weigh? Shisha also shall shisha also mana. That why they all weighed 16 mana. Okay, hakoist, and then you have koist, which is kostas, is shnei masa. That's 12 mana. Kilufa, which is a bark of a tree which has a good fragrance, some kind of bark, is shleisha, is only 3 mana. And kinnaman, which we all know is cinnamon, which is similar to kazia, but kazia is the bark of the tree and it comes as the cinnamon, is tisha, is 9 mana. Boidis and the soap, or the chemical they use for soap from the place called Kashina. Here it says liar of Kashina. And tisha kabin also has 9 kabin. Then you had yain kafrisin, wine from Cyprus. Sorry. On the shower, yeah. Yeah.
So is kinnaman also tisha kabin or mana? Because it looks like it's going in order, no?
Kinnaman is tisha. Where is it? Kinnaman tisha. It says kinnaman tisha. It doesn't say mana, but it says kinnaman tisha.
So it's going down in order. The numbers.
It's not in order. It's moving back and forth. Yeah. But yeah, so far we're word for word from the Gemara says now.
Up to now it's been solid. First, Hashem says like it's a little. That's what it's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yain kafrisin. What about Cyprus wine? And their wine seems to be very, very good. Is soyin klas and kabin klas. It was made up of 3 soyin and 3 kabin. And what happens? Mainly yain kafrisin. If you don't have that available, maybe chamar chivayin, white wine, atik, some old wine. Melach zdeimis. Melach zdeimis. Big machleik is a shiny. Melach zdeimis is daf. Remember, you learned it blinds your eyes. Some say because it's very, very thin salt, and therefore it gets stuck to your fingers and blinds your eyes. Others say forget. It's very thick salt and very strong. Is melach zdeimis is reiv a quarter of a kab. Mala osh. Yeah. And maybe because it comes from the sea. Because Doimis comes from the Yam HaMelech. Mala Oshan was the name of a certain kind of, what do they call it here? It's called the smoke-raising herb. They don't know what it is. But it's a special kind of a herb that makes the smoke go up in a straight column. If you remember more in Yuma there about that family, Beis Avtinas, who refused to share that secret with everybody, what this Mala Oshin is. Mala Oshin is not one of the Ketetis. It's like add-on to the Ketetis to make it go in a straight column. I'm not saying that I've kippur, except Yom Kippur. And this is very important. But I'm not saying that I've kippur, exactly. He's even a kosher. I'm not saying that I've kippur sayadin. I'm not saying that, also from the Jordan, the kippas. He says, what's kippas? Kippas is amber. I wish I knew what these things were. It's a grass, okay. Is that what amber is? Okay.
Amber is like that sap from the trees, isn't it?
Rashi says it, Esav HaGodol Asfasa Yadin. Okay. That's what Rashi says here. And, okay. Baidish Kashina Sheshafen Baz the Paidin. And, where did I skip to the dinner? Baidish Kashina Sheshafen Baz the Paidin. I missed the line. Beim nasav about solid, but if you put in the honey, it's too sweet. It's possible. He said, "Echad mikos amenach hamisa." Any of them are missing, yichai misa. So clearly, for me, we know that Mala Oshin was not one of the samanim because the family Beis Avtinas refused to tell them how to use it, and they still brought it every day. The Kohen Gadol still brought the Beis Hamikdash every day the samanim. Okay, and that he says here, Rab Shimon says, Shimon Gamliel says, Hatzori Eina Elasar. What is the Sari? Tzari is the sap of the Hanoitim Atzeaktof that comes from the Balsam tree. Boid is Kashin, and this Boid is from Kashin that they used to wash out the Tzipaydin, which is the Anaka. It's only for the appearance to look nice. Yen Kafrisin, what was the wine of Cyprus used for? Again, to soak this Anaka, Kedeshitaynaz, it should be strong. Now, really, if I made a glime Yofala, wouldn't made a glime be better? You don't even bring it into the base of Middash. The Chidore brings a number of shittas. What exactly is Meraglaim? The normal Taich in all the translations are. Let's see what he touches here.
Waters from the springs of Raglaim.
Through the water of Raglaim. Who says here? That's what the Siddur says.
English,
very good. So the simple pshat is urine. But it's very hard to understand that you even have a half a minute, that, you know, whatever it is. So others say.
There's an agent in laundering and stuff. We've heard many times.
But if others say the Meraglaim is, the Chidore brings, is the name of a river called Raglaim. And why was it called Meraglaim? Because it had a very pungent smell. So they never had a half minute to bring urine into the base of Middash. The half minute was to bring its flowing river, but it was very strong rapids, and had a terrible, terrible smell. And so on. Others say that it was a normal river, but it was called Meraglaim, and because the name was called Meraglaim, it's pasnish to use that in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Gemara. No, you have to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. And this supports, where is it? Here we go. We already had for you bring it outside, but we're saying that even outside you cannot, it's not only in Al bring the Beis Hamikdash, even outside and make the compound and then bring it in, even that's forbidden. And this supports, what's the name? Rabbi Yisrael, where is it? You have to make it in the Kodesh itself. You cannot make it outside. You can prepare everything outside, but you got to bring it in. And the compound itself was made in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why, because it says made a glime, you're bringing the Beis HaMikdash. You cannot bring it in. Okay. Basically, that's a question. We'll come back to this later. The question: Makdish Nechasav. If you Makdish Nechasav, but what are you like a bonus? But there were things inside your assets that also were suitable for the Beis Hamikdash. You Nosnu Umimus Chal. What you do with it is it's Chaydish. What you do with it? You use to pay the tradesmen who work for the Beis Hamikdash. You pay them as their wages. What are we talking about here? Because we're going to ask a question out of Chanani. He says that you cannot have any of these samonim outside the Beis Hamikdash be Makdish. You cannot be making Chaydish until you enter the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to prove from here that these things already are Kodesh outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it says if you had things that were suitable for the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to use it. It's too late. You Makdash it outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's rov the Beis HaMikdash. You have to use it for something holy. Now, the Chayyah, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about Behemoth? Ibe Mechayyah, Tonalei says in the Fashion of Reis, he talks about Behemoth Chayyah, what you do with it. Oh, Yen, the Shemanim, the Salas, anything which is rov is Bech, Tonalei says they're allowed to talk about. So we see clearly that you're able to be Makdash to Ketaydus outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What we're talking about over here is they used to have leftover ketores and they used to use it to pay they used to use it to pay the tradesmen the wages. What it did was, they had every year, we'll soon see, they had 368 mana and only 365 days in the year. And they always had this little bit extra left over for Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, they set aside 3 mana because Yom Kippur, it's Maloy Chafna, a fistful. Some kohanim have very small fists, some kohanim have very large fists. So how do we know every year we're going to measure the guy's hand? So we take a very generous amount, and regardless of how big this guy is, it'll always be sufficient. There's always left over. What do you do with that leftover ketus? They would then take it and give it to the umnim as a wage. So, right, and then they would take money from the Beis HaMikdash, and they would take that ketores that they gave as a wage and be mechalal the ketores of these guys onto the money. So now these guys have ketores in their hand that's not ketores anymore, and then they would use the money from the new year, because every year has to have a new one, and buy it back. What happens if this ketores is sitting by the umnim before they brought it back? That's what we're talking about over here. But not that the chatchila you will mock this shit outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is left over from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara, the time we learned, what it did, I mean, a Phoenician mama, they used to take money, ischar umnin. They would take money and give it to, they gave money to the umnin. And they would take the ketores and they would be mechal it on that money that they paid the umnin. So first they gave $100 to umnin, then they said, they took the ketores and said, okay guys, take your $100 and buy these ketores, so now the money becomes ketores and the ketores becomes chulin. And then we will take the new money from the coffers and buy it back from you. That's how we got and we put the ketores back. We use new money to buy back. Yeah, he's masked. That's the answer. That's how they were able to make the ketores into the next year. You're not allowed to carry ketores from year to year. So how do they carry it from year to year? So they had to turn the chulin and then put it back. They had to pay him wages anyway. So, and then you have two birds with one stone.
So you couldn't stop doing this transaction if somebody wasn't
just a cold job.
No, but this is a process that they put into place. You could have, but it's a process they put into place. Why are you giving money to somebody else? What right does Hegish have to give money to somebody? Unless you stop and look for volunteers, do us a favor. Why don't you go ahead and Michal? You could have done that. Here we have to give money anyway. So Hegish doesn't give Stocker Tanim. They have no right to. Public money. What? Who's marked his flower? No, Titus.
No, but they started with the guy's marked his solus and all that stuff. Stand the whole thing. He's got his nechassim.
His assets, whatever they are. We don't know. That's what we're saying. We're saying it's Titus. We thought it's Behemoth Chayes. Since it's old, it was Berk, we talked about it. Yenis, anything which is Shaitz was Berk, we talked about it. So when this Braiser says, I'm marked this in the chassim, he's talking about Titus.
But those things became Hegish as soon as he said it.
No, the Braisa deals what happens with those things over there. Okay, so you might normally when it says all other leftovers in the Beis HaMikdash, it says chayzin v'leikchen, it adds those words. That's what we're talking about over here. Why doesn't the Braisa add the words and we buy it back from these umnin? We're talking about you're allowed to prepare individual samamonim, then you bring the compound has to be made in the Beis HaMikdash. But the individual one, you buy it or you get it from wherever it is you collect it. You went to Cyprus, you picked up the wine, you went to Kashinin and you picked up all the things, you brought it and you had in your house a few of these, and that's what this is talking about. If you were makdish these things, and that you're allowed to be makdish on its own, what we said before that has the chayish chanina is the compound, the mixture. What about Tarmari learn? Taylor, so you're Nazi, Shin Sabah has money, they made 368, Shin Sabah Hagin, 365 for the year, Slash money, Sadie, my Mark, and God will have the good and 3 extra. The Kohen Gadol would fill up his hand and keep it by Shanid, Lumen, Miss Khan, what you do left over at the end of the year, they used to give it to the Umnin. And then they would buy it back in Tanya. So Lechayla, you would think that if they bought it back, why would they have enough? They would then next year do 365. They would buy back minus whatever was left over. It was too hard to do that because it was not even shiurim. You know, every hand was different. You had this much left over, a little bit over. So they decided they're always going to buy 365. They used to set aside the money for the tradesmen. First they gave money to the tradesmen, and then they would take the extra ketores and swap it for the money they gave to the tradesmen. So now they had the ketores for that amount of money, and it's chulin now. And then they should give them as wages. Then they would take the chadash, they would take from the new lishka and buy it back. So the mommy learned. Moisir Hakteida, we learned the leftover Teida is achas l'shishim l'shimishana. Over the years, it piled up over the 60 or 70 years. Suddenly, you would have, you know, from the three that you had leftover every year, you had maybe two leftover every year, was different. Take 60 or 70 years, and you would have now half. Yeah, you would have half of the total 360. You would have 134 leftover. Teisha makes a whole chesh on the bottom how that works. So, sorry. We went by the Moshe Chama. We went by the solar year when it comes to the Cheshbon of the moon.
Use the days of the solar year.
It evens out over 3 years. Over a 3 year period, we become the same. So 1 year, 2 years, we have less, and then 1 year, we have 382. Yeah. But good question. Every 19 years we have 7 leap years. Right? 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. So they even out. So they, if the first year was not a leap year, they were prepared, it wouldn't have been a leap year. Tell me what we learned.
I was going to say the 19-year cycle doesn't work.
No. Of course, you do. We had in Morrison Hedge a few dollars there. How they figured out the leap years were done, were always done, and they used to make it. We didn't want Nutisha to have to do it in Shabbat or other, but they used to have nothing to do with Adim. What are they going to call the month? Other or Nissan?
Yeah,
that wasn't enough.
The ovens are still
for Pesach, that's right. So they were in other, they would decide whether next month will be Nissan or other. And maybe they ran short, they would buy more. How about we learn? So I am a fatner, the chatzai and half, leficha yochid, and because sometimes, no, but the Issa is you're not allowed to replicate the base of Mikdash, you're not allowed to do 365 mana, that's the Issa. Says the Braisa, leficha yochid, shepitim lechatzai, if you did half or less than half, chayyah, because that, not every year did they do the full 365. Some years they did 184, or maybe 180, 150, whatever they needed. So therefore, no matter what you do, you chayyah. Divid, Rabbi Shem Gamlil, Shammah Shemazgan, Abba Shlisha Levit, first he says, Shlisha Levit Shemaiti. And it's always half. The Chachamim say, "Kol yoy mesakim maskuntik." Could be that they decided one day to prepare just for the day. They didn't prepare for the whole year, and therefore, even if you do a small amount, if you did a day amount or even a half of a shear amount at home, you are liable. If you repeated what they did in the Mishkan. We haven't said yet. We haven't done it yet. We'll see in a minute. Choy mizakim mechazev v'hoye machnis and bring it in. Misayele rav damar rav shemen amishcha pod chatzoy chayev. Rav says that if you did shemen amishcha or ketedus half, you are chayev, and half doesn't mean necessarily half. It can mean a quarter, it can mean a third, it can mean anything, any amount, because it could be sometimes they did the whole years in one go, sometimes they did a month in a go, sometimes they did only a day in a go, or even just a morning one in a go. The Siva Kteirish Shatasa, Kol Shatasa, any amount. Oh, Evshid of the Pras Peshach and Pras Elabayim. Pasa, they only did, you know, the portion of the day and the portion of the night. What about me learned? Hey, Marzin, Lois Lamach Teshe, they were bringing it back to this hammer there, Pamayim Beshona, twice a year. Twice a year, they would put it back there and crush it again. The Maisa Chama in the summer. So it seems that this is a continuation of what they did. Pazura, they would scatter it around, shalait this up. You don't want it to rot, it's very hot. So they would take this and spread the psalmim around. In the winter, tziburi, they would gather them all together. They should like tofig reicha. You don't want it to lose its fragrance. Because you're shaychik. And when you grind it, you say, hodik, hatev. Hatev, hodik. And when you grind it, you say, hatev, hodik, hodik, hatev. Why? He's supposed to speak to the traders. What about the three extra money? So we said 365 is what we just said. What do you do with the three extra money? You put them into this machtesh and you would put it in again and you would bang it as well because you want it to be very, very thin. Why is it put to say daka of like farnem of jachakman hodik? Once the Torah told you if the grind is very small, what have to say again that you should do daka? So he said here, hodik matam loy daka. They say daka mina daka. You want to be really, really, really thin. Oh, makish shoychlim hodik hodik hodik. Misayir is a right. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. Kesheim shad dibur al yain. Don't ask what it means. Well, it's not good to talk when you drink wine. When you talk to the wine, it somehow or another adversely affects. Worry? Yeah, but why is it affected? Yeah, why? Oh, okay. Kain hadibur yaflip someone. When you talk to the psalm, when you crush it, it's good. Better than silence. With the breath, the sound waves. Yeah, well, we learned it 7 years ago. Says the Gemara, very good. 7.5 years ago. Okay. Why? Because Dibur Yafal of Samim. I also actually said in Siddish, I call you from Samim. I'm going to be able to say, you'd allow some money, Nemel Moshe Sinai, the total of 11 some money, said to Moshe Sinai, I'm going to have one of my car. It was a passage, he said the passage as follows. Kach lecha Samim, Samim is two. Today is two. Then it says, not of Shchelas, and then it says, which is three. Ha-Chamish, a total of five. And then it says, V'Samim, again Samim, all of these are double, so five times two is ten. Achrin is Chamish, five. And Ha-Asada. And then you have Levoyne Zaka, and then you have Levoyne Zaka. So you have 11. Chad, Ha-Chad, Srei, so therefore, that's one. Together, 11. Talking about Harino, Meimu, the one you say, Samim is a klal. Not of Shchelas v'Chelbana. Why does Samim is a klal? Not of Shchelas v'Chelbana is a prat, and then say prat, and Samim is Chazav v'Kol, and then Samim coming along and is another klal. And we have a rule: klal or prat to klal is you have to get a prat. You have to remember get a prat. Ma prat mefud is dover shekitter v'oil v'reichna. What do you know about the prat? It's something that you can roast and something that it has a very good smell and wafts its way up. Anything that you roast, you put on your roasting, and then the smoke wafts. That's maybe it's a klal prat a klal. Not to tell you how many samonim. Anything, it could be 100 if they all fall in the same category. That's good enough. If you can tell me not, imkain lichtav kra. Why doesn't it say chaprot? If the whole thing, you just write one prat laai. Which one should it say? Which one should it leave out? Mitzvah you need them all. Because of not of. It would always say not which sap of a tree have a mean in dafke. What kind of salmon can you use only for things that grow on a tree, a sap of a tree and so on. Abagidu lekalke loy, but not think herbs that grow from the ground. Shemach gosav shechelah tell you what fenugreek would grow from the ground. Because shechelah meaning gidu lekalke, and I would say only gidu lekalke things from the ground. Have a mean ilin beloy. Shemach therefore because of not of and what about the chelbana? It says the chelbana legufa yasa that is a chidin a shereichera chelbana frankincense has a terrible odor. And yet, you on our own, we would never imagine that you could bring it into the base of Middle. So I had to say, there's nothing extra. So therefore, why don't you say klal prat klal? And for the Gemara, kudim kain, if it was meant to be a klal or prat klal, then mikach l'cho nafka, when it said kach l'cho, it could have learned it out of Ema. Yeah, you could have said mikach l'cho. Kach already is a klal. What do I need samim for? Kach l'cho samim. Just say kach l'cho, take. That's already a klal. And then when you say samim, you're already limiting it. What if they twice samim? Is that it's not for klal prat klal? It's coming to tell you the total number of samim that you need. Ve'ema samim basroi treininu kisam kedmoi. How do you know to make it to 10? Maybe samim is 2, and then not chel v'avon is 3, it's 5, and then samim again is another 2. So you have 7, and then you have the last one, levayin at 8. How do you know to make it all that? Imke nichtav samim samim badodi. If samim and samim is only 2, it just said samim samim, and that's it. Then let's say not at the end. The fact that it says sam at the end means that whatever you brought, bring an equal amount again. The way Rabbi Shmuel taught me, Rabbi Shmuel learned samim is a klal. He taught learned you learn both. You learn say the number and say klal prat klal. Sam is a klal, not to chel uchelbeno is a prat, and samim chazav v'kol klal lo prat klal. Yet we'll get a prat. Ma prat mefudish dover shekiter from the rose va'oile v'reicha neidiv, and something that you go waft its way up. And it goes up like a straight stick as well. It doesn't spread everywhere. I've called up to get whatever I did. That's what Bishmo says. It's a cloud, prat a cloud. Oh, yeah, a cloud. Maybe it's only a cloud. But cloud edition. We'll soon see what this means. Right now, it's very cryptic. Maybe it's only a cloud in the cloud edition. U prat or prat edition. Only a prat in the first prat. Whatever that means. Amrit lav. It can't be. Ha'ein lecha alecha loden beloshen achen el beloshen. Don't look at the last loshen. Look at the first loshen. You might want to know what in the world you just said. Oh, my man. Ayin al klal b'klal rishon the prat parishon amri lav no ha ain alach ladan my kushya what's he saying hachi kashle samim basroi trei ki samim kadmoi trein maybe the samim the last samim is 2 just like the first samim so the total is 7 or 8 including the levina how do I know it means samim the another 5 that's his question hoder vishani kishin and gives him answer before because if samim means only 2 then it should have said samim lachatchila samim samim dimkei dikro samim samim. not of Shechel Chavon, and that's how the Pasuk is written. Samim, Samim, not of Shechel Chavon. We know two, and then another three. Well, my prat preparation. What's the next part of the brayse? And prat preparation. Hachi kashle. Meaning, lo yalev min notov. So how do you know it's different kinds of trees from the word notov? We do the karke yalfim mishchelis. The lelv namim levoin azaka. Why did we also learn from the fact that it says levoin azaka? The icy bechatsa that even if it only has one thing in common, it's enough. The neisid dover shereich noidiv, something that wafts its way, even though it might not be like a column. You said before it has to be koyter, something that goes up like a straight column up. Who said? Maybe let's learn from levoina that it's enough to be like Levoina. Maybe it even doesn't go up straight like a straight column, even if it spreads everywhere. But it's like a levoina. If levoina was meant to be, levoina is the last thing that's written. If levoina is meant to teach us to compare, you know, the clop and the clop to tear us, then we should have put levoina inside the prat. You have not of shchelas of chelba. Instead of chelbana, it should have said levoina. But tell me, they learn from there, and then you learn even tzadechel. The Gemara can be because levoina is zakeh b'mitzoy having today also. No, if we would have said levoina there as well, you would have now four. So then you would say samim would be four and two is six. You'd have 12, not 11. Ibkay, no. So Gemara said, this is my question. Nichtav kral levoina zakeh b'mitzoy. Take chalbana out. Put chalbana at the end of the pasuk. Put levoina in the middle, so you'll have not of shcheles v'levoina samim, and then you have chalbana, and then you'll have your same 11. Shlokhi says, we know from the very word ketaydes. Ma losh ketaydes, dovish ketayt vayli. You cannot learn from the vayna. You want to learn from the vayna. It doesn't have to be a straight column. It can spread everywhere. The word ketaydes. What does ketaydes mean? Ketaydes am. Ketaydes means that it goes up a straight column.
So the steam engine is
ketayt. Yeah, but a steam engine, it goes in a straight column. It, no, ketaydes just means steam. It just means steam. It doesn't mean a straight column. Steam. It's the steam. Now that we mentioned Chelbana, the famous word. Any tainis doesn't have included in it. Sinner ain't a tainis. It's not a tainis. That's why we say by Yom Kippur. Everyone has to be included. The word Tzibur, as it says in Omer Fasvarim, is Tzadik Beini V'Rasha. Famous word of Kiva Eger. But he was once going to looking for minyan for mincha. There was exactly 10 people there, and one of the people there was a meshumad or a maskil. So he told one of his talmidim, "Please go outside and see if you can find another person here." So the maskil said, "The gemara says right in krisis, because he's one of these maskilim who knew a gemara, that a chalbana was included." So the Rekivek said, "That's why there were 11." yeah, Abayi says, "Mahocha from here." All the Eden combined, that's how you make the foundation of the world. So, you have even Chalbana, even the Shayim are included. Actually, they all talk about it. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that if you put two klolim next to each other, it's actually Ribu Miyud Ribu. So if you have Samim, Rabbi Shmuel is doing both. He's doing klal prata klal, and he's doing the number. And he's saying, if it was the problem saying Samim is only because you would think of whatever it is, the number would be wrong. So he says, even so, they will ask, even the klal prata klal will be wrong, because you hold when the two klolim are next to each other. The Chachamim say Hatl Prat by name, but Rabbi Shmuel says then we turn into a Ribu Miyud Ribu. How does that work? And they all try to work their way around it. The Hasok B'Shem and Mishcha. Torah we learned Hasok B'Shem and Mishcha. If you did it lebehem of a kelim potter, only if you did it for a person. Now this Gemara here is interesting Gemara, and then Baruch Hashem is buried in Christus. Lo Oyvik Chachamim with a Mason potter. If you did it for a goy or for Mason, you are potter. Now, Bishleim behem of a kelim. I understand why you put it if you do it for them. The Chassid says a plan Adam lo Yisach on a person, not a behem of kelim. Lav Adam, okay. Meisim nami potter. Meisim was potter. Kim the Meisley mes mikri. He's not called a person. He's called the gavra became a chevtsa. The lav Adam, not a person. El over gechavim my potter. Adam is also a person. Why aren't you over the Yisach if you made the compound of the oil? Let's say for a guy. Or you smeared. If you smeared, you anointed them. So it says, La'ai, no, the chesiv, it says, Ve'etin tzoini tzoin marisi. He said, Ve'etin tzoini tzoin marisi. Odom, atom, you are considered people, so we taich. Atom, krim, odom, only you're considered an odom. Ve'en rov chom krim, odom. We already had the Gemara Chagiga there, and Yavama is that ha-odom includes a guy. Odom is only Yid. Voksiv, you tell me Adam's not a goy. It says there, v'nefesh. Adam, shisha aser aleph, by Midian, it says there were 16,000 people to my goyim. I'm like, hula fuki behemo, because they also plundered and took away all their the booty of the was the bounty was all those behemoths. So therefore, when he wants to talk about it, refer to Adam. I book see it says by Ninve vanilo eches al Ninve, and there it says mefedish says Adam there. It says it has a lot more than 12,000 Adam. Ahula fuke behema, to tell you not a behema, because the behema is as well. So behema rabba says not a behema. It says also the Adam. The Medrash says over there that behema, the Medrash of the behema there means people who were the shoim. Within people, there was two kinds of people. Adam were the good people, and behema were the bad people. But again, la fuke behema, you had no breda. How else are you going to define it? So when you have no breda, we'll use the word Adam for a goy. But stam, Adam is only Eden. That's a famous story of Mendel Baylor's case. When they, one of the things in Mendel Baylor's case was, they brought up that the Semites, they brought up that how can you? Of course, you guys hate goyim because it says atem kriim adam below was oil kriim adam. So how you sam shot? There was a rov who came up. There were a lot of all the rabbis and rebbes were involved in this case. There was a rov who came up, a rov that nobody ever heard of before. Forgot his name. He asked, "Can I answer?" And he said basically the same thing. If I don't have an answer, if my answer's no good, I'm a nobody. But if a good answer, good. And he said to them, look. He said, look around you. Who's here? Mendel Baylor, nobody even knew who, ever heard of him before. Look who's there. Every big Rav in Russia was there. Rav from overseas with the Rabban Rav was there. Everybody's involved. The Chilk in the Eden Goy is, Goyim, you're 70 nations, you're plural. By us Eden, no matter how many Eden we are, we're always Adam. Adam is the only word that Lashon Yochid, Lashon Rabim is always the same word. Because by us Eden, we're never a Rabim. It's only one Yid. Mendel Baylor's on trial. Every Yid feels that they're on trial. That's why Atem Kareem Adam. You're the only ones who are in singular. Everyone else is Loshen Rabim. If there'd be another Joe Johnson on trial, you wouldn't have all the doctors and lawyers and everybody here defending him. That's what it is. Very much so. This is actually, they say, the tipping point of the case. Anyway, the boy is saying, another answer is give Tony, like we learned, Tony, 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 we learned as well that whoever is included in the Isser of anointing on themselves is also included in the Isser that you're not allowed to anoint them. The Chosha Eina Besach Eina Bal Yesach. And therefore, Goyim, since they have no Isser of anointing themselves, so therefore they're not part of the Isser of anointing them. Nothing to do with Adam. What about if you, let's say, you decide to for kings and koinim who are supposed to be anointed, but they, let's say, were anointed already, and you want to do it again? Is a mei mechayim? Mei holds you still chayim because right now they don't have to be anointed again; they're no different than anybody else. But Rabbi Yehuda pointed because be'etzem the shaykh to be anointed, they're allowed to be anointed. So therefore, even though they were anointed already, you are potter. We'll soon see what the base of machlek is. Of course, not mental, but if you did it, you're not over the kodesh. The kama years where you chayiv, another machlek, how much should you be meisah before you chayiv? I mean, of course, even the slightest amount. But you don't make kezayis, the size of kezayis. What about the potter? What about the potter? What do you mean the size of kezayis? He just said a minute ago that you did malachim mekayin and you potter. Says the Gemara, they're not arguing regarding malachim mekayin. They're arguing bechlal, where you are chayiv. Keep potter, you did malachim mekayin. Gabi hedjim mekayin. Surely he's chayiv, an ordinary person. That may be my plea. What's my chlekes regarding malachim mekayin? I'm going to raise the hook. What's my chlekes? I may say, I'll psal adon lo yisak si vuxi vasha yitin. First of all, the shiur. Says vasha yitin mi menu alzor. Yitin, the sinner. Ma sicha koshu. Just like Sikha's koshu, after Sina koshu. When it says, it doesn't say how much, so therefore even a mashu. So when it says, Asha Yitin, Amen Azor, on yourself. You shouldn't do it on yourself. It doesn't give you a shir. So you do it on somebody else, even though it says the word in the Sina, and the Sina normally means a chashu amount. Over here, it's the same amount, a mashu. Is Ma Sikha koshu, after Sina koshu. Abuda Zor, Abuda Hol, the Alfinan, the Sina, the Alzor, the Sina, the Alma. Abuda says, you learn out in the Sina, on a fremd person, from the sinner, the alma, generally the word in the sinner, man is the alma, because I didn't say the kazayis. I on yourself is a mashu, but on somebody else, dafkin nosen, which nitten, which is what a kazayis. I will sicha le mimshich malach ve kainin divra hakakoshu. But the initial mashicha, how much do you need? A drop. What's machlek is how could Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not liable if you smear the melech ve kain? I may read a gab malach ve kain. I may say, Vasha yitin men azor ksiv an azor u melech ve kain hash to zoriminu. Since they were already anointed a while ago, they don't have to be anointed a second time. And now zorim, but Rabbi Yehuda says over beinan ad the ike zor mitchi losev at seifer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds there have to be a zor from the beginning until the end. And since a melech koyim mikar alav zorim have, they were shaykh to be anointed. So therefore, Only when Yami almost finished. Also, Tamayu that they consisted on the machlekes the head. The Tanya we learned Bas Koyin. We know the daughter of a Koyin, she nisas Yisrael. She now has to behave like Yisrael. But if her husband dies with no children, or if she marries a Koyin, her husband dies and she marries a Koyin afterwards, she's back to a Koyin. She doesn't lose a kuhuna. The potential is always there. So the shaili is, while she's married to Yisrael, is the pshat she's not a Koyin at all, or she's still a Koyin but also Yisrael? So what's the nafkmina? The ochla truma. Let's say a Yisrael eats truma, you have to pay back the keren and the chaimish. What about if she eats truma while she's married to Yisrael? Is she treated like a Yisrael, a Zor is eating it, or is she treated like a Bas Koyin is eating it? Mishalemis is a keren. The ain't mishalemis is the chaimish. She doesn't pay the chaimish because she's treated like a Bas Koyin. When misasa b'sreifa, she's treated like a Bas Koyin, so she gets if she was mezana, she gets sreifa. Nisas le'echem asun, but once she marries somebody who's possible, so she can never marry a kohen again. She can never revert back to kuna. Now, so her kuna has been quashed. Then mishalem as keren v'chaimish misas v'chenek. She's considered a total misra. David Amir, Chum say achazu v'achazu mishalem chum, which is Rabbi Yehuda. They say right now achazu v'achazu mishalem is a keren ve'ena mishalem is a chaimish. Even if she marries a apostle, she is still be'etzim a bas kohen. Okay, she can, there's a rider there, she cannot marry again, but she's be'etzim abas koin, umisasa b'streifa, all the time. So therefore, we see clearly the machlekes. So according to the Meir, if you're married to an apostle, she's no longer koin. So these koinim, once they had the Meshicha, they're no longer necessary to have Meshicha, it's over. Therefore, if you do, they're like a zor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're never, a koin is never like a zor. It says a koin is shayach to Meshicha. Just like her, even if she's married to a apostle, she's never a zor. She's the same thing over here. Let's go two more lines. Rabbi Yisrael, machlekes ben nesis shana mishcha. Rabbi machlekes is regarding shemen hamishcha ubishnui the shenina. And they're only arguing regarding the limited case here when it's a kazayis or a mashu. When it comes to the mishcha, whether you compare nesina to nesuch, avo nesina the amba, but generally in the Torah it says nesina. David hakel kazayis. Everyone agrees that it's a kazayis. Choshen.